Today's digest for August 22, 2026. 10 stories today covering agent tooling, developer performance, breaches, and privacy enforcement. Anthropic ships a browser tool that runs in your environment instead of theirs. NVIDIA argues the scaffolding around a model matters more than the model itself. And a security group publishes the first real risk taxonomy for agent skills. Then breaches at a private equity giant and a national golf association, and a $400 million privacy settlement. Here's the rundown. First up, Anthropic has shipped a browser tool for Claude, and the interesting part is what it does not do. The tool lets Claude navigate, read, and interact with web pages, but nothing runs on Anthropic's servers. Your application drives the browser. What Claude gets back is the page's accessibility tree alongside screenshots, which means it can target a control by a structural reference rather than guessing pixel coordinates from an image. Those references survive layout shifts and reflows, so a click does not break when a page moves, it handles multiple tabs, and it can set form values directly without a screenshot round trip. Anthropic is blunt about the risk. Everything a page supplies is untrusted input, and pages can carry text written to manipulate the model. Four of the more powerful members, including JavaScript execution and network reading, ship disabled by default. Next up, NVIDIA published research yesterday arguing that the harness, not the model, is now where agent performance actually comes from. The harness is the scaffolding around a model, the tools it can call, how memory gets managed, the rules it follows, and any supervision layer watching it work. NVIDIA's numbers are hard to argue with. Claude Opus 5 scored 30% on the ARC AGI 3 benchmark, a set of interactive reasoning games, with no optimization at all. Wrapped in NVIDIA's custom harness, which adds richer memory handling and a supervisor component, the same model scored 100%. OpenAI reported separately that tuning just two harness settings tripled its scores, though none of its runs reached that ceiling. The cost implications are real too. Databricks found that the wrong harness can double what a workload costs to run. Also today, the Open Worldwide Application Security Project has published a draft top 10 for agent skills, the reusable behaviors that let an autonomous agent carry out multi-step work. It is the first serious attempt to name that attack surface. The 10 categories cover malicious skills, supply chain compromise, overprivileged skills, insecure metadata, untrusted external instructions, weak isolation, update drift, poor scanning, missing governance, and unsafe cross-platform reuse. The supporting numbers are the part worth sitting with. Of nearly 4,000 skills scanned, almost 37% carried a security flaw, and 534 were rated critical. One campaign earlier this year involved more than 1,100 confirmed malicious skills. Version 1.0 is targeted for this quarter. Moving on to a piece from Dan Liu arguing, there is no longer a good reason for software to be slow. His claim is economic, not technical, performance work, used to require a specialist and weeks of their time, which meant most projects could never justify it. With models running the optimization loop, he estimates the human time cost has fallen by 3 to 6 orders of magnitude, and the dollar cost by roughly 1,000 times. He backs it with his own work, a custom regular expression engine built over a month of agent-driven iteration that runs 2 to 4 times faster on long searches, a workload-specific tuning pass on the search tool RipGrep, and a board game AI that beat the previous state of the art. He also points at an Anthropic performance take-home where Claude outperformed a human performance engineer. Staying with developer tooling, Thomas Petashek has a piece telling developers to stop building terminal user interfaces, and Simon Willison is conceding the point. Petashek's argument is that coding agents have made a native graphical app cheap enough to justify even for a throwaway personal tool, so reaching for a terminal interface is now a habit rather than a constraint. Turn one of your 500 throwaway command line tools into a native app, he writes, and it may change how you think about tool design. Willison notes he already did this twice, building small Swift UI menu bar apps for bandwidth and GPU monitoring back in March that he still uses daily, and admits he has not applied the lesson anywhere else. He says he is running out of excuses. Next, Matt Duggan has published a maintainer analysis of OpenTelemetry, and the picture is not healthy. He describes a three-way crash, strict binary stability requirements, too few maintainers, and an enormous scope spanning dozens of languages and frameworks. To test that, he pulled 24 months of contribution data and compared it against two other foundation projects, Envoy and Prometheus. The concentration numbers are stark. The Ruby software development kit had almost 79% of merges going through a single maintainer. Python 61%, C++ 86%, and Kotlin close to 80%. Prometheus, for contrast, sat at 14% spread across 31 people. His proposal is a time-bound beta tier sitting between experimental and stable plus honest public labeling of which language implementations are actually staffed. Turning to security, Apollo Global Management, a private equity firm running $938 billion in assets, has confirmed a data breach. Names, dates of birth, home addresses, and social security numbers were taken from its cloud environment during a four-day window in early July. The disclosure came through a filing with California's Attorney General, signed by the firm's human resources chief, and it does not say how many people were affected or whether they were employees or staff at companies Apollo owns. Google researchers tie the intrusion to a coordinated extortion campaign that has also hit Blackstone, Bridgewater, Bain Capital, and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, with some victims paying ransoms as high as $750,000. Apollo declined to say whether it paid. Also on breaches, Have I Been Pwned added Golf Canada today, covering nearly 569,000 unique email addresses. The underlying incident dates to May of this year, and the exposed records go well beyond addresses, names, usernames, dates of birth, genders, and geographic detail, down to city, province, and postal code. That combination is more useful to a scammer than a password dump would be, because none of it changes when someone resets a password. The data surfaced circulating on Telegram, and the route out of Golf Canada has not been established. It may have been an unintentionally exposed website feature rather than an intrusion. Golf Canada did not respond to requests for comment before the record went live. Next up, TikTok and ByteDance will pay $400 million to settle a Justice Department suit over children's privacy. The case, filed in 2024, alleged the company let millions of users under 13 onto the platform and collected their data without the parental consent federal law requires. Beyond the payment, TikTok agreed to stronger age controls, additional child safeguards, and expanded parental oversight. It admitted no wrongdoing. The number is worth putting in context. TikTok's predecessor Musical.ly settled similar allegations in 2019 for $5.7 million, so this is roughly 70 times that. The settlement also landed days after reports that TikTok had switched off safety algorithms for about 10% of its United States users as an experiment. Finally today, Idaho National Laboratory is examining LiDAR sensors from the Chinese suppliers Hesai and RoboSense for security weaknesses in United States vehicles. Both companies sit on a Defense Department list of firms alleged to support the Chinese military. The stated concerns are espionage and the possibility of remote interference with a vehicle in motion. Senator Tammy Baldwin said the risk these pose to American communities and national security cannot be allowed to go unchecked. The review is funded by an unnamed group within the electric and autonomous vehicle industry, and carmakers including Rivian, General Motors, and Ford all said they were unaware of it. For commercial context, Chinese LiDAR has fallen from roughly $75,000 a decade ago to a few hundred today. That's the digest for August 22, 2026. 10 stories today, running from agent harnesses and browser tooling through maintainer burnout and open source observability, and out into breach disclosures and a 9-figure privacy settlement. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow with the next one.